This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Welcome to Fairhope Hospice Presents. Hi, I'm Kim Shook, Community Education Coordinator here at Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House.
And I'm Kristen Glazier, the President and CEO at Fairhope Hospice, and we are here on a sunny day with the sun shining in the windows at the pavilion here.
Yes, it's great to be in the office with Dr. Andrew Dagmurray. So welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you could be with us in the studio, or in the office, I guess we are here.
We're traveling.
We're on the road, Kristen. So yes, I'm glad we could be in your office coming to you and to the community to talk about, it's National Doctors Day coming up this month, and we just want to get to know you and thank you for all you do for our community.
That's great. Thank you.
So tell us about yourself, how you got your start in medicine.
Basically, I went to undergraduate at Capital University and on to Ohio State Medical College after that. And when I finished all that up, I still didn't really know what kind of doctor I wanted to be. So, of course, as you do your rotations as an intern and a resident, I picked internal medicine because there's a lot of specialties in that field of medicine. And as I did my residency, I kind of got exposed to some amazing infectious disease attending physicians at Ohio State, Dr. Fass, who was the chairman of the department, and Dr. Sue Kolitar, who was head of their fellowship program. And I decided that infectious diseases was what I wanted to do. And I really liked infectious diseases because people get treated with antibiotics or surgery, and usually they get better. And of course, there were also at that time a lot of patients with HIV who were not doing very well many times because the medicines we had at that time weren't as good as they are nowadays. But we were kind of right on the cusp of those new treatments, and you could see that they might be really promising. And so it was really kind of a great time to get into infectious diseases. And then once I finished my fellowship, I needed a place to go. And I heard that, actually we saw an ad that said there was a small college town outside of Columbus that was looking for an infectious disease doctor. And I called because one of my other mentors up there said, "Wonder where that's at." And so we called, and it was Lancaster, and of course the college is OUL. And I came to Fairfield Medical Center, and I was just really impressed. That was back in 1998, with everything they had here. And I liked the small community hospital, and they didn't have anybody at that time for infectious diseases, so it was like a perfect fit.
Wow. Well, whatever they spent for that ad, it was well worth it. I mean, you're here, and you came to Lancaster, and you've been here for a really long time.
Yeah.
You know, I think I would be curious. So knowing that you wanted to be a doctor from the start, now that you look back that you're in infectious diseases, was there anything that you kind of look back and say, oh, yeah, this is probably where I was destined? Or really, was it just once you got in there and got a taste of it?
I think once I got a taste of it, that's what I wanted to do. And then my other actual kind of possible field was nephrology, because I had, and I think a lot of it was because I had good attendings in those rotations. But I did an actual month in as a resident on a nephrology kidney service, and it was just all dialysis, and I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Because with this path, you get to see a lot of different types of things.
Correct. Infectious diseases still treats the whole body. So we still do everything from the head to the toe and everything in between.
Well, and you can see people get better with your work, that you, how you're treating them, they get better. Whereas if you had chosen a different path, then things may have not turned out that way.
Right. And actually, eventually I went on to do work with hospice. And my one mentor, Dr. Fass, of course, because a lot of our HIV patients at that time were dying. He was a big believer of comfort care and not continuing to treat people when care was futile, but to get them to where they could be made comfortable and not be suffering anymore. And so I think that really influenced me in ways I didn't realize at the time, but were important later.
I remember, you know, when I started as a young social worker out of college, I worked with hospice for about 6 years. And I remember at that time, it was really where the peak of HIV was coming. You know, people were talking about it. And we serviced a lot of patients then on our service. And so, you know, I just think it's really important and special that you talk about the fact that you saw that as something that was important and where that was headed and just the support, because, you know, that was a difficult time. And we, you know, Fairhope and hospices really provided a lot of comfort to a lot of families.
Yes. Columbus actually had a whole house that was dedicated to kind of end of life care. Patients could go there and live if they didn't have somewhere else with their HIV at the end of their life. And so that place isn't even there anymore because the demand is really gone, which is just amazing.
That is.
It's a really good story.
That's awesome that they have been able to find ways to help those patients live longer.
Absolutely.
That's great. So tell us what you're passionate about being a physician.
I probably a lot of things, but I like being able to bring new services and new treatment protocols to the hospital. We're always trying to do something new to kind of keep up with all the new findings. It's sort of interesting because one of the things that they didn't have here really, they had wound therapy nurses, but not a wound clinic. And so one of the things that I was able to partner with one of our case managers early on was to start the wound clinic here. And, you know, that's grown into a standalone wound clinic, and they have several we have about 8 or 9 wound nurses now, and it's just amazing to be able to do that kind of thing. And I like, I don't really like all the red tape sometimes that we run into with insurance companies and pharmacies, but, you know, usually, you know, that's a tiny part of your day. But I really do like kind of that fact that you can kind of do anything. And, you know, if you have Fairfield Medical Center and Fairhope Hospice are always very open to new ideas, I found.
So at what point, when you came to this area in 98, and now here we are, a few years later, at what point did you kind of realize, okay, this is home, this is where I'm going to stay, I'm making big changes and big strides. Did you ever get to that point and just realize this was where you wanted to be for sure?
Yeah, I mean, I always like Lancaster. It's like, it's got that small town vibe, but it's also close to Columbus. So when you want to do something like see a musical or go out and eat at some of the amazing restaurants that they have, or go to BrewDog or whatever, you can do that pretty easily. I actually had somebody when I was on the health department tell me once that she'd been here 20 years and she still wasn't considered a native. So I'm at 22 years now, almost 24 actually. So I think I've probably been here long enough that people consider me a native.
I think so.
I think so. You're a hometown physician. That's great. Okay. Well, that is about wraps this segment up, and we will be right back. But our information, if you're listening, we can be reached at 740-654-7077, or check out our website at fairhopehospice.org, or our toll-free number 800-994-7077. And stay tuned, and we'll be right back.